This is St. Louis Public Radio. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, it's been nearly 6 months since municipal courts in St. Louis County have been able to meet in person, and that's led to a backlog of thousands of cases, from speeding tickets to uncut grass. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, the courts have found a way to do their business virtually, as so many other institutions have.
Before she was named to the St. Louis County Circuit Court in 2017, Judge Renee Hardin-Tammans spent years in the county's municipal court system. That left her better able to understand the impact of a potential long-term shutdown of those courts.
It doesn't allow for people to really have the access to the system as they should. I mean, as citizens, they should have access to the courts.
So in May, Hardin-Tammans got to work drafting protocols for holding virtual court.
It really gave them the basics of Zoom. It gave them a form for the potential notice that they could send out, the step-by-step protocol, how they should conduct it once they got people in court, all the way down to how to set up a virtual background.
Of the 80 municipal courts in the county, Hardin-Tammans says, more than two-thirds are now offering a virtual option. Frontenac was among the first to do so. Judge Andrea Niehoff has been holding her monthly dockets on Zoom since June.
It does take a little more time from the court's perspective because we have a check-in process and then court. We stagger the docket because we don't want to be overwhelmed with 100 people at the same time.
Niehoff says so far, things are going well.
We've had wonderful turnout. Participants seem to love it.
It took University City's municipal court a bit longer to make the switch. But city manager Gregory Rose says that had more to do with a nationwide run on video conferencing equipment than opposition to virtual court.
The equipment that we need, all the other courts need, and you couple that with more people working from home, it just exacerbated the problem of trying to purchase the equipment that was needed.
Securing the needed equipment is often just the first complication in operating virtual court. Some judges worry about being certain that defendants understand the process. And then there's the basic issue of accessing platforms like Zoom and WebEx, says Beth Huebner. She's a criminology professor at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
If people are required to go virtually to court, they have to have access to the internet. And it not only have to have access to the internet itself, but pretty strong internet.
Huebner's research found that many of the people who spent time in the St. Louis County Jail over the last 6 months returned to areas of the county that lack high-speed internet, overwhelmingly, but not exclusively, North County. And some places that offer free access, like libraries, aren't open.
And we have to remember that if you don't comply with court orders, then you can be given a failure to appear and have future sanctions because of that.
Hardin-Tammans says courts are making accommodations.
They're saying, hey, if you don't have a smartphone, then call into the court. There is the option that if a person doesn't have a smartphone or PC, that they could reschedule their court date for an in-person proceeding.
The Missouri Supreme Court will decide whether virtual hearings can continue after in-person proceedings resume. Niehoff, the municipal judge in Frontenac, hopes the judges allow it.
We've had people that were literally at work and were able to appear for their court night instead of having to take off work. We have people with small children. They don't have to get a sitter or bring their small child to court. We have people that don't have valid driver's licenses.
It will be a while before such a decision would affect St. Louis County. Under guidelines established in May, courtrooms in the county won't reopen for at least a month. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.